And just before the break, you heard from the world-class, world-renowned drag queen Priyanka live at Nathan Phillips Square about this 12-foot-tall puppet of a Syrian refugee that has been marching from Union Station to Nathan Phillips Square. It's part of the Luminato Festival Toronto. It is part of a global installation effort to motivate all of us to think and act and help Syrian refugees all around the world. We sponsored many of them here to Canada, and we can't forget about them once they reach here. But the efforts of Amal, this 12-foot-tall puppet, will continue for days here in Toronto. You are going to see Amal, this 10-year-old Syrian refugee girl in the form of a 12-foot-tall puppet, moving around the downtown core for the next 4 or 5 days. Over the weekend, she'll be moving from Yonge and Dundas Square to College Park. And part of this initiative is with War Child Canada to help raise awareness of the 36.5 million refugee children worldwide. These are children displaced by conflict that you can debate and discuss. The fact is, they're displaced and they need our help. Joining us to talk about War Child Canada's efforts in this effort to raise awareness by promoting this Syrian refugee puppet, we welcome to the program the president of War Child Canada. Sorry, I just lost my spot here. Dr. Samantha Nutt is War Child Canada's Walk for Amal event in association with Luminato. And Dr. Samantha Nutt joins us now live on The Rush. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you very much, and thanks for covering this important story.
I appreciate you making time to talk about this. You are the founder and president of War Child Canada, and that number, 36.5 million refugee children, that's a large number.
It's staggering. And actually, we're facing globally the worst refugee and displacement crisis since World War II, with almost 100 million people displaced. And as you mentioned, almost 40 million of them are children, and they are extremely vulnerable. And so the Walk for Amal is a terrific opportunity, I think, for Torontonians to really engage in this important issue, to learn more, to find out what they can do to make a positive contribution to those who are living with or fleeing from violence and war throughout the world and who've become refugees and displaced people.
For many years, the war in Syria drew our attention. How would you describe our interest in it now?
Unfortunately, I think that while we know that there are wars that are still going on in the world, and the situation facing many Syrians in particular remains precarious. Again, when you think about the global impact of displacement and even what's going on in Ukraine, what's been happening recently in Sudan, Yemen, and elsewhere, Afghanistan too, there are so many refugees who are in need of attention and support, and Syrians and among many others of those refugee populations are often the forgotten victims, the forgotten casualties of these conflicts, and they need support, they need protection, they need access to education and to basic services. And so we're really hoping with Luminato, with Amal and with her walk, and ours will start on Sunday from Yonge and Dundas Square at 3 p.m., and they can walk with Amal and then join us in College Park, where she will meet up with a crane, which is another puppet that's more than 10 feet tall. And the amazing thing about this particular puppet is that we've had refugee children from Uganda who are Congolese and Southern Sudanese refugees who have written notes, and the notes will form part of the feathers and the birds and the celebration at the very end. So people who are coming will be able to read some of those messages and interact with the puppet and again, really just learn more about these important stories and what they can do to help.
Oh, what is it like to read those messages?
It's incredibly moving, but it's also really inspirational. We're doing work, for example, catch-up learning for refugee children in those refugee camps, making it possible for them to get back into school at the right grade levels. I mean, these are kids who, because of war and displacement, because they've lost family members, for example, they don't have the opportunity to go to school. They've been out of school for a couple of years or 7 years, and so we run catch-up learning programs where after 2 years they can do one year over two years. If they've lost 2 years of education, within 1 year, they can catch up on those 2 years and get back into the appropriate grade level. And so it makes it possible for them to really imagine a brighter future and begin to rebuild their lives. And you know, and I think that that's a really important message, that people forget that crises like these have long-lasting impacts on the lives of children, and there is an opportunity for them to rebuild their lives and to just begin to imagine a different future. And that, to us, is what Amal represents in her story.
And so what are you hoping will come out of her visit here to Canada?
Well, she's been to 13 different countries already and has walked with more than a million people throughout the world. So I'm hoping that her message is one of inspiration and engagement, but also a reminder of how much conflict is changing and shaping people's lives, especially children. And yet there is an opportunity for all of us to contribute, to support, whether that is here in Canada, families who are refugees who have arrived here, whether that is refugees who are living in other corners of the world who have sadly been forgotten, like Syrian refugees, Afghan refugees, even Sudanese refugees who are in the midst of an enormous struggle right now. If we can use Sunday and Amal's walk to just pause and think about these issues and think about the world around us and how we can make a positive contribution, then that will be an amazing success.
Doctor, we've seen data through the pandemic that shows the demand from services is needed from organizations like War Child Canada, and then the donations and the financial support has waned over the years. Where are you finding support with War Child Canada, and how can more Canadians help?
It's always challenging. I think that we have, unfortunately, this assumption that charity begins at home and that we need to focus on our local needs. And what I always say to that is that we're capable, our compassion is capable of doing more than one thing at a time, right? And so we really can think about what's happening beyond our borders and make a contribution. So, for example, people can go to our website, which is warchild.ca, if they're interested in learning more or contributing to our work with refugees and with children throughout the world. We also look to the Government of Canada, for example, and other governments and foundations who provide longer-term support in order that we can run our programs. Because as we know, when it comes to refugee children, many kids are in refugee camps not for a few months or a few weeks. They're in refugee camps for years and years and years, and their needs become more intense as time goes on. And so being able to be present to maintain those consistent investments, that takes a long-term view, and that's the kind of work that we do. 99% of our staff throughout the world are local. They're coming from war zones. They're responding directly in those situations. And so investing in those longer-term, sustainable, locally-driven efforts, that's when the change starts to happen. That's when you can be present for kids who need it most. And that's why we try to stay in those countries for as long as it takes, even when the media goes home, even when the story's out of the headlines.
And you're doing incredible work. Thank you so much for making time for us today. It's an important discussion. We will continue it.
Thank you so much. And I hope everyone comes out on Sunday and joins us for this terrific walk at 3 o'clock at Yonge and Dundas Square. And I will see your listeners there if they come.
Wonderful. Thank you. And that is to march with the 12-foot-tall Syrian puppet Amal. And so she is making her way around the GTA, around the downtown core throughout the next few days. And if you want to support War Child, warchild.ca. That is Dr. Samantha Nutt, the founder and president of War Child Canada, as an effort is made here to raise awareness on issues that we weren't able to have art installations on for the last few years. I hope you do take in all that the Luminato Festival has to offer.